Okay, yeah, I guess.
It'll be years before they have another deal like that.
Isn't that something?
Have you been to Whistler?
No, I haven't been to Whistler.
It's really something.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe, you know, but... And Bebelos went.
Yes.
You know, there was some... They and Pete Weber and myself were here. I was delegate, and Ed was an alternate. Mm-hmm. And Pete, I think, was just visiting.
Oh, yeah.
He was down in that country then, and he stopped in, and it was interesting.
Yes, it is.
But mostly, I think, you meet a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing how many...
All conventions are amazing, you know.
Yeah, well, over the years, I've been to Stewart on some of their organizational meetings and so on, and that's what I really find interesting is the people you meet from all over.
Yeah.
It's amazing who you run into, too.
You bet.
Yep.
So this is your hobby now, is your...
It's my hobby, yeah. It's interesting, really interesting. I met the, you know, the premier... personally over the years, and he's a likable person anyway. He doesn't, I don't care who you are, he'll stop and talk.
Yeah.
He doesn't, well, maybe you met him when he was in Newtown?
Oh yes, I met him then. I also met him when he was Minister of Municipal Affairs, because
I remember I was at that convention. I can still see you sitting on those steps talking to him.
Where?
Sure, in Smithers.
Oh, in Smithers. Oh, yeah.
Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah. You mean when you were...
She burnt his ear for a long time.
Oh, yes, this is when you were traveling through. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they had this mini convention in Smithers. And
this is when you were Minister of Municipal Affairs.
Yeah, and you were talking about this salmon deal.
Oh, that was something on the other day.
Yeah, I can remember you sitting there talking to him.
So, what are your plans for the future?
I haven't made any yet, until Mike knows what he's going to do.
Yeah.
So, kind of in a limbo.
Well, is this, that's whose son?
He's Ed's boy.
That's
but Ed lives out of town, you know, and he has... And besides, he was with us more or less for years. Yeah.
And partly your son.
Well, sometimes it seems that way, but he keeps himself occupied. He likes monkey wrenching. So
yes.
Does. And it's early days. They want him to go back to school or take some training, but until, you know, his health or his spasm bit settles down,
he can get lots of trouble with his spasms.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really painful. Right?
They are.
And that's a sign of life in his limbs still.
Well, yes. I think they all go through it.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
See, Ray Johnson, I don't know whether he... Shirley Wakefield is in Newtown. They still are there, I think, the Wakefields.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's Ray's sister, and Ray is married, like, to Betty's sister, and he was hurt in the bush, I think up in the Ness, I'm not sure, but, and that's, golly, it must be 10, 12 years ago, and so he is in a wheelchair, and whatever it was, with him, you know, there was no hope of him walking. But
and he had all these muscles back.
Yeah. And so at his age, you know, they did something with the cords.
Oh, I see.
But they won't, so he doesn't have that problem anymore.
But then, of course, he has no chance of what?
No chance of what.
But they see this, in this case, there's a big chance.
No, they won't do it until they're absolutely certain.
You know. Mm-hmm. So as long as that cord is connected, that they have all these problems.
Yep.
The nerves. I guess.
I don't know. Like when he was in G.F. Strong, mm-hmm. that is a really remarkable place.
Yes,
it really is. And he didn't feel lonesome down there. There was enough from here. The boy from Kitwanga, Ken Ligro or something like that, you know, he was hurt in an automobile accident, and Jay Douglas, and you name it, they were all around there.
I remember Mary Lou, that works at the SMP place, she said the whole, about six were down there at one time from Hazelton.
Well, we had that weekend in October, remember when the Lions thing, and how many people were hurt and killed that weekend? It was like an epidemic.
Tell you now, Terrace Lot in September, just last spring there was about six car accidents one night coming from.
Yeah.
Adults late there. Grad parties.
Yep.
Grad parties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this was the night of the Lions Oktoberfest, remember? Oh. That's when the Spooner girl was hurt, and Jody Anderson was killed, and I'm telling you, it just was one right after the other.
So anyway, what are your what's your advice to young people?
I don't know, but I really think that they need to hang on to their education and training, whatever they can get.
You bet.
Because it seems to me it's getting to be a hard world.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is, really.
It's very hard for young people to find their area. There's so many to choose from, and they have to be so careful.
They have to be with it. There's things have changed rapidly, and it's say not too many years, not as far back as 10 years, that it's really been.
Well, it's funny, the computer age.
Computer age is right.
Yeah. And then they make all these horrible mistakes.
With the computers.
Yes.
Better.
Oh, I have loggers staying at my place, and they just get ill with the fact that they get the wrong parts, and they push the wrong number, and it's all by computer these days.
Yeah.
And they get the wrong number, you know, their own date for the parts.
Yeah. So they're not infallible, computers, not by a long shot. No, that's like Len and Janice have one, but they just something to play with.
Yeah.
You
mean you don't know how to run a computer yet?
No. I stay far. I can get into enough mix-ups without that. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I can get into enough trouble without that.
This is a beautiful place. So how much is this place?
I've got 23 lots here.
23 lots?
One lot short of a block.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, we started with 4 lots and the house and that, and when we first came here, you know, there was no water system or anything like that. Was, you know, and as long as there was kids there to pack water up from the creek, all those hummingbirds keep me broke by and shiver to see them. We have a lot of them here this year. And when you go out to fill their feeders, you know, they buzz you, they come right around your ears.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then you have your land divided into lots.
Well, it is. This is the town comes down to about here.
So you're part of the town.
Actually, we are. Uh-huh. Not that it matters, like with the water board and all that, you know.
Is the water the town water?
No. I don't think it will ever come down here, not in our lifetime anyway, because you know there's.
So you're selling lots?
No, no. If I sell, I just sell the whole
business,
the whole issue.
Yeah. Does it get foggy here in the wintertime?
No, not really.
But does it, when it gets foggy?
A little bit, but not much.
It's not like they get low here, like you don't get fogged like Old Town.
No, very little.
Is that right?
See, we're higher than Old Town. A bit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you go down a hill again.
Oh, I see. To go to Mission Flats, you go
down. Yeah.
I see.
And somehow, and like we'll have frost downtown long before we have it here.
Well, of course, you're going to really.
Yeah, long before it's different. The soil is different than uptown, too. We have silt here.
Oh, yeah, beautiful soil here.
Yeah. So So it's altogether different. You know,
and you had, I guess, beautiful gardens here.
Not this year.
But over the years.
Over the years, yeah.
Yeah. But you used to take, I think you used to take prizes, about half a dozen prizes or a dozen prizes at your book affair.
Yeah, oh, yeah, when we went in there with truckloads of stuff.
Sure, didn't you get the prize?
That was hard work.
You'd get the prize of the main prize or something?
Well, we did one year. That's what we got that trip out of and so on. But, like I said, latter years, since we retired, we started moving around.
Sure, of course.
But
I remember seeing your name all over the place.
Yeah, I still got people saying, why don't you, you know, but... getting lazy in my old age.
Well, what else can we discuss here? Give us a topic that you'd like to tell.
Oh, I really can't think of anything except the changes in town. You know, when we first came here, there was the original old mill, you know.
At Southdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the...
Would that be Siglet's?
There was one before that. I can't think of his name.
I know Siglet had a mill. Jim worked there.
Yes. Well, they were from Vernon.
Oh, were they?
And they have an automobile business in Vernon. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You drive through Vernon and you see their name on this car dealership. Yeah. But see, some of the people that came with them, like Woodmarks, they came from Salmon Arm that way with the original mill people.
For goodness sake.
They'd, you know Bertie and Stan.
Oh, well, of course.
Sure, they'd been here a long time.
Oh, yes.
From the original mill, yeah. And so those are the changes you see, you know, the changes in the mill particularly.
Particularly, because
mm-hmm.
you've been in the logging department.
Yeah, well,
Their family has.
And there's, like I said, there's, and... I think Five Palms were here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when the, originally, or almost so. I don't know how there's still some of them around that were here originally.
Yeah. Yes, we have some of these stories.
But I was thinking solely, like, of South Town, you know, some of the... But, when the Siglets moved out, there was a lot of their people moved at the same time that left and went elsewhere.
Yes.
But,
yes, I guess, yeah, and of course the changes in, well, certainly we talked about the changes in the school and stuff like that.
That's right.
So your grandchildren and all that, they've gone on to school and things like that?
Well, yes, like Susie, you know, Mike's brother, she's working for the forestry now, and she decided that's what she was going to go into. She kind of dropped it for a while, but she's going back to college again this fall, plans on it. But right now she's working for the forestry at Houston, inspecting little trees or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it's all about.
There's a lot of variety, and yet there isn't, you know, you have to really work hard for the jobs aren't plentiful.
No, she spent, last summer, up in the Dawson Creek, or Chetland area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, working for the forestry.
Oh, for her.
Yeah. She didn't exactly like that part of it. It was sort of camp out in the bush, you know, tents and so on.
Oh, that did. It was a nice experience.
Oh,
I think,
sure.
I think it's important for young people to move around as much as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you remember Carl Drake?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, Elsie lives in Kelowna.
Oh, does she?
Uh-huh.
Elsie Drake. Yes, because we were talking about her.
Yeah.
Because we have to have some letters written to some of these people.
And Mert Ballman, you know, her daughter, like they had the cafe up here, they took it over from Walker's, you know, Coy Walker's had the original cafe uptown. And then Mert and Al Ballman.
Mert and... And Al?
Al.
And Al?
Yeah, well, Al is gone now. He passed away.
Oh, really?
A few, about And she lives in Kelowna now.
And her last surname is what?
Bowman.
B-O-W-M-A-N?
No, B-O-L-L-M-A-N.
Oh, Bowman. I see, daughter.
Oh. Yeah.
And of course, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, they're both in Kelowna. Mm-hmm. And as far as Mert's address, I don't know what it is, but I could get it. But she said you could get her through the phone.
Oh, yeah. And Elsie Drake, I suppose she'd be in the phone book.
I would imagine so.
Because, her husband. She'd be under, like, what was her husband's name?
Drake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was married to Elsie Drake.
Yeah, but what was her husband's name?
Carl.
Carl.
Yeah.
Because it just sometimes...
Yeah, he was a notary public.
I remember him. But yeah. Sometimes the name still stays under the husband's name or something.
Yeah,
like
well,
that.
It could be. But I imagine Mert has the phone under her own name.
Oh, yeah, she would.
Yeah, we visited with them down there. So it's a small world.
Oh, of course it is. Well, that's very interesting, I guess.
But if you talk to Mert or Elsie, if you were interested, she's...
Yes. We plan to either contact them by phone maybe first and then have them write stories about their experiences.
Well, Mert would like to talk to you. He's got a big trailer in... out on the old Vernon Road, you know, the back road, the original road from Kelowna to Vernon.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a really, really nice trailer court. Big plot. She has a little garden and fruit trees and the whole bit. It's an adult trailer court, you know, but it's really fixed up. It's nice. And out of town a little bit.
Yeah.
Take a little drive. But
that's good.
So... anything else I can't even think of.
Well, thank you very much. That's very, very nice. And you might think of some other things to add.
Have you been able to get hold of, what's his name in Terrace? Bill McRae?
Oh, Bill McRae. No.
If you can get him to talk. He's an original South Towner, you know.
Oh, really? Bill McRae.
Well, Scotty McRae had the original hotel here.
I see.
He'll tell you lots of things.
So where would he be?
He's in Terrace.
But he just lives in Terrace?
Yeah.
No.
Sorry. He's...
people and around.
Well, I guess so. He's our fundraiser.
Oh, I see.
And he's good at it.
Oh, I see. So, good.
He's... he owned a mill, you know, in Terrace.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
been in the logging business for years.
But he originally came from South Town.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
From the days when the old hotel was down in Sealy Gulch, you know.
The old hotel was called what here?
It's the Grand View. I don't know what they called it before. But
oh, I see.
You know where Sealy Gulch is.
No,
out,
no.
Well, you know, the railroad trestle out of... South Town here?
Towards
Terrace.
Uh-huh. Towards the cathedral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, they call that Sealy Gulch, and that's where the original hotel was, long before we ever came.
Not Skeena Crossing.
No.
Oh. And
that's...
Oh.
Like Bill McRae's father had that, and they moved it up here, and I think he told me that some of the original hotel was still in, you know.
Yeah. So they moved the hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Moved the whole building?
Well, whatever they had down there, I don't imagine it was, you know, anything like it is now. But if you could get hold of Bill and get him to talk to you,
sure.
He could really, you know.
Tell us a lot of things about
it. And he just might, don't tell him I told you.
No.
But from time to time, he you know, kind of let loose with some of the tales.
You're speaking to him, real tough to try and get a hold of him, because...
he lives in Terrace, and anybody in Terrace will tell you how to get hold of him. In fact, if you phone the social credit office there,
would know.
They Chris would tell you where to get hold of them. Or,
well, that's interesting.
Because he, when I was talking to him once, he said, I've got to come down and see the place, because he knew this place when it was originally built. And so I've got to come down and see what it looks like now. And he did come down a couple of times, but I wasn't home. He asked me if I ever stayed home. But yeah, he was...
Well, that's great. Well, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Because it's wonderful to have these stories.
We could have gone in, but Mike wasn't up yet, and it takes him a while. He has to stretch and muscles and everything to, you know, before he gets...
Well, he's so fortunate to have this place. It's so, I guess you love your little place here.
Well, yes, but I...
You plan to move?
I don't know. Like, Heather and some of them thought, you know, it'd be nice if we went down and say around Kelowna, you know, in that country, in the lakes country. But in the last few days when it's been hot, the heat bothers Mike. So, you know, it's something to find out. And then he said they did tell him in GF Strong that the heat might bother him.
Oh, I see.
So he...
Why did the heat bother him?
I don't know. But I know we went to Terrace one day last week.
Yeah.
And it was hot. When did we go down? On Thursday. And it was really hot, sultry and that there. And we didn't stick around town very long. He was just literally sick with the heat. So, you know, those are things to...
Maybe it's because he can't move around so much.
I think perhaps, you know. Yeah. He just was really... So we... He does his banking there, so we like his WCD checks and like that. So we did what we had to do and came home. Awesome. He has his own car fitted up.
Oh, that's good.
But lately with the spasms, he hasn't been driving too far.
And he gets them that often, eh?
Yeah. Mornings are fine, but by the time the end of the day comes. So.
It's pretty warm.
Yeah. So, you know, he bought the car and they fitted it up with the hand controls. Told me I could drive it, but I haven't tackled it yet. Drive my own old caddy. The family laugh at me because I drive that car, but Gordon gave it to me, so I said...
You mean, which one is that?
Oh, back here, I've got that Cadillac. He had it sitting in his garage for darn near 3 years, and I had driven it in Prince George, but went to Ontario one time to buy a truck, and that's what he came home with. And it's 10 years old, but...
But it works, that's the main
part. Oh, it's comfortable, it's nice to drive.
Good.
Front wheel drive. So I don't know, you're kidding around one time, and so they were grumbling in Prince because he was grumbling because with the big truck and pickups and this and that, and that the house that he has there has a 2-bay garage thing and carport, and he said they were tired of listening to him grumble because he had to... That car was taking up half the carport, and he had to move this, and he had to do that, and the next thing, and we were just kidding, and I said, gee, I wouldn't mind getting my nits on that. Literally, that's what I said.
Oh, dear.
And he phoned up, and so I know it was Jan and somebody else were talking to him, because he didn't seem to want to sell it.
And what relation is he?
My son.
Oh,
he's
your son.
The one that's trucking on the road here.
Oh, yeah.
So he phoned up one day and said, you want that car? And I said, oh, sure, I wouldn't mind. He said, but, you know, I said I was only kidding, sort of thing.
Yeah.
He phoned up one day and he said, well, the car's running. Come and get it. Because it hadn't moved a wheel, you know, for nearly 3 years.
Oh, why didn't he drive it?
Well, because he was driving a pickup or something all the time, you know. Yeah.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
So,
neat way to have a car.
Art and I went over, that's like 2 years ago now, we went over to Dawson Creek and with the pickup and camper and went up to Tony Ridge and, you know, visiting with John and Lynn. And on the way home, I picked up the car and brought it home.
Well, where was it at?
It was in Prince George.
Prince George, oh,
yeah.
I see.
So the family think it's ridiculous, you know.
Well, grandmas are allowed to do things like that.
I do my own thing. They should know that by now. They should know that by now. I'm sure they get exasperated.
You're supposed to. You're supposed to get exasperated.
I don't pay much attention.
Well, thank you, Francis.
You're welcome.
It's been just wonderful. It's so beautiful.
Oh, that's the creek. That's the creek that comes from Newtown.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's the one that Newtown gets her water from.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, sure.
Goodness sake. So that's where you used to get your water.
We had a pump down there, and now we have a well out in the field there. Sure, because we're not on the town water. We have our own pumping water system here.
That's Mission Creek.
Mission Creek, yeah.
For goodness sake. Oh.
Yeah.
There's no chemo. I thought it was way over there.
No, that's it, but you're here.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then sure, there's a, you know, the corner of the road here. You go in there, and there's falls down there.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that
quite right? Interesting. Mm-hmm.
This water hasn't flooded over here from the
creek, has it? I would say that this area here is originally riverbank. I would think so, because right here where the house is, you know, if I want to plant all of these trees that are planted here, are you dig a hole and fill it in with other dirt because it's gravel right here.
Yeah.
Because the like with the house here, I just have a small dugout, well, basement sort of place where the heater is and everything.
So it's not, doesn't even have a basement?
No, because it's just literally boulders under here.
Yeah. Well, sure, it's like our place. Huh?
Yeah.
On gravel.
Yeah, that's right. That's so. I don't know. I just have a feeling, because of the kind of soil we have here, that this was originally river silt.
Yeah.
How many eons ago, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard.
Interesting to see what it was like many eons ago.
Yeah, it's when you read about it, like Mike was saying the other, there was a program on last night, I think, about talking about the ice bricks, you know, that came from Siberia. Over here to this continent, and you know, just
ice
makes
break.
You.
They made that.
I don't know.
Oh, you mean like the glacier? Like glacier?
Yeah. No,
there's a chunk of land between the continents, and then
because
the ice receded and then it filled it back in with it all.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's. But yeah, sure. History says that the the native people here in this area, they and down the coast, they
from Asia.
From Asia over here. Originally.
Yeah. What is that little noise?
That's the creek. Oh, that's a crow or a rooster somewhere. We get everything here. The bears last fall wrecked some of my apple trees. Did they ever? Well, yeah, because there was still fruit on them. Like this tree at the corner is an ornamental crab.
Yeah.
And it's, there's still one limb there has to be cut off. Sure, there was an old mother bear with two yearling cubs. And they had friends visiting from Richmond. And they had a motorhome right where your car is parked. And they were going on up to Stewart because they had relations up there and so on. And I said, gee, there's no bears around here. And, you know, and I said, well, I don't know where they are, but they're around because they used to come into the creek and the dogs would bark and so on. Till just about the day after they left, my phone was right by the window. I looked out and here's this old mother bear right there where the car is. So, you know, I went out, the dogs went out and barked, so she took off down the hill. And later that afternoon, she was back with the two young ones.
Oh,
and they were, you know, and they were in the tree there. And then I had another tree further out in the yard. They just
cleaned up all the fruit.
Sure. And they'll climb right up them. Mm-hmm. And broke the branches and every other darn thing. So they came back again the next day, and the dogs chased them, and the two cubs went up. There's an old black poplar out there. So I thought, that's enough of that. So I phoned Bill Allen uptown, and I said, hey, I'm down here with your rifle. I don't really want you to kill him, but I want you to scare him. And he did. And the dogs kept them up the tree till he got here, and then when the truck stopped, they just came down, dogs or no dogs, and he let fly. I don't know what kind of a rifle he had. It made an ungodly noise. And they never came back.
Well,
you know, he didn't hit them. He just scared them away, and we had no more problem. But they are around. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them, but some others have seen them. And and Donnie was saying at Terrace, everywhere they go in the bush, there's just bears, just everywhere.
Well, it's ravens or something.
Yeah. Right? I don't know what they're after or what they see, but you've got a lot more work to do.
Yeah, we have to go back.